The controllers of Radio 1 and Radio 2, as well as One Extra and Six Music and the Asian Network and various other things, and Mr. Ben Cooper and Mr. Bob Shannon. How are you doing, guys?
Really good. Thanks very much.
Good night so far at the awards?
I think it's excellent, yeah.
Yeah, and really good. Radio 1 especially, 3 golds.
We're doing very well, very happy. Greg obviously swore, so I'll have to have a word with him about that, but you know, he did brilliantly, so I'm really pleased for Greg. And also a great documentary in Tempted by Teacher, which, you know, really challenged a very difficult subject and did it very, very well. So, it was really nice to get those awards.
And still some more nominations to come, not least the Specialist Music Programme. 3 of your programmes nominated in that category.
Yeah.
So that's at least a bronze, isn't it?
I was just saying to Bob, that's a controller's nightmare. Because you've got to, in the same table, go up to someone and say, "Way, you've won an award!" And on another hand say, "Oh, I'm really sorry you didn't win it." So, but we know that we're guaranteed a bronze in that category. Even my simple maths can work out that we're going to get a bronze. So if you've got 3 people in 5, you know you got it something.
It's all right, isn't it?
We'll see.
And Bob, some of your big nominations coming up in the second half, not least UK Station of the Year. Are you getting nervous about that one yet, or do you not worry about these things?
No, I worry enormously about these things, to be perfectly honest. I know I should be cool and say, nah, it doesn't really matter. No, of course we're very pleased we're nominated, and it would be nice if we could win it. And yeah, we've got a few categories where we've got a number of nominations, so hopefully it'll be a game of 2 halves and we'll have a good second half.
And you can probably claim Tony Blackburn as one of your own, I guess. Can you get in the Gold Awards?
I think we could all claim a bit of Tony Blackburn.
I think everyone claims Tony Blackburn.
Well, he's Radio 1, obviously. He could, an extra
but
gold for Radio 1.
He is genuinely a great radio industry character, and he's worked pretty much everywhere, and he's just currently with us. And it's wonderful to see Tony in a way sort of rejuvenated by his success with Pick of the Pops, because he has been amazingly successful.
And you can tell he loves it.
And he loves it.
You can tell that, though, can't you?
I don't know anybody who loves radio more than Tony Blackburn.
And how about a man who started a network? So he started Radio 1, and he's the only man I know that could start a radio station with the word "and".
Well, he told me earlier that wasn't on his script, because he actually scripted the first link, and he just, for some reason, said "and".
No, they
wasn't planning on doing
the first word being "and".
No, he didn't. No, that's what I'm saying. He didn't script the word "and".
Oh, right.
He said, "Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
Yeah.
But then when he did it, he went, "And good morning, everyone."
But we love him, and he's brilliant, and he's great for the industry.
And I know he told the story on the Radio Academy podcast recently of when you met him for lunch and offered him Pick of the Pops, and it took him, a second to say, "Yes, I'll do it." Does that mean you got a good deal? Because that's also, that sounds like, for a manager, that sounds like the easiest contract negotiation, when you say, "Do you want this show?" And you go, "Yeah, I'll do it.
I think it's very important that both sides feel like they get a good deal. And we certainly got a good deal when we got him to come and do that programme. And he's been amazing.
And
successful.
The audience is still going up, isn't it?
But the audience has risen enormously. And he was so keen to do it live. And it was a programme that had never been done live before. It'd always been pre-recorded during the week. And if you think about it, it's not a programme that absolutely has to be live for it to work effectively on air. But he made it better by broadcasting live, because he was only interested in coming into the studio and being live on air, being able to interact with people and both his fellow presenters and also the punters. So, yeah, Tony's had a massively positive impact, and some of his special one-off programmes that he's done as well for us have been brilliant.
He's done bank holiday specials and things, hasn't he? Yeah.
So he's been wonderful for Radio 2, and it was really enjoyable to be able to offer him that show.
And Chris, obviously your breakfast presenter, host tonight, and he's told us it's the last year he's doing it.
Yeah.
Do you know why he's decided to do that?
I think he's just decided he's had a good run and he'd rather be in control of his own destiny. And I think he's done 6 years now, or will have done 6 years at the end of play today. And that's a long time. And, you know, for Chris, that's a real long-term, commitment. And it shows his kind of maturity now as a sort of doyen of the radio industry. But I think we should let him have a rest and, maybe sit in the audience or, as he said, watch a film with Noah next time.
And, Ben, in terms of your shows, Grimmy now, he's been there, 18 months or something like that?
Doing very well.
He's getting on all right, isn't he?
We've got Rajar, obviously, on Wednesday, so it's a big week for us.
But I mean, you two, this is the question people want to know about Rage Art. People from commercial radio who are listening, that's their, you know, big event of the 3 months is the Rage Art figures out this week. Is it a big deal for the controllers of Radio 1, Radio 2 to get those Rage Art figures and to look at the detail of them, or is
Absolutely.
It something that...
You know? Certainly when I had my time at Capital Radio, I certainly learned the use of going through them in great detail. I think there's always lessons to be learned from them, and I think the great thing that we can take from it is the long-term view. That's what we are able to do in the BBC. We're able to take that long view. We have that comfort, if you like. But what it you know, is really annoying is when the press take it on a quarterly basis, and you're like, well, hold on, you can't express quarter to quarter. You have to look year on year, and also sometimes when it's a brand new show following on from a very successful show that was there for 8.5 years, got to give it a bit of time.
And Bob, I know you've been a chair of the Radio Academy before. Ben's the current chair of the Radio Academy. What do we think of the Radio Academy Awards? It's a lot more showbiz than perhaps it used to be, with music performances. It's a good night out, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a journey, I think, and it's been a very successful journey in always trying to better it. And I think, you know, we were dealt quite a difficult hand with the fact that Sony pulled out the sponsorship for various reasons. We should, as an industry,
Absolutely.
Respect the fact that they did sponsor us
for
awful
a long
time.
Yeah.
And I think we owe them a debt of gratitude for that. But it gave us a challenge, but also an opportunity. And I think what I'm really proud of is the team at the Radio Academy. We've been able to put on tonight in the Grosvenor, with Chris presenting, with some music, great set of awards, some brilliant videos that really set the mood and felt really those hairs on the back of your neck going, yeah, I'm in radio and I love being in this industry. And this is fantastic that we come together to celebrate that industry. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're BBC or commercial or independent, you are here celebrating the industry and saying, yes, we have a future and we make great content.
Good luck to both of you the second half, especially UK Station of the Year. I don't know how judges decide between your Radio 4, Radio 2 and Talk Sport. How can you pick? It's not comparable, is it? But somebody's got to win. Might be you.
Well, I hope so.
Have you prepared a speech?
Just picked us. No, of course not. Bad luck.